News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. You're proving his fabulosity more each day. Rob Satter has dialed us into a conference line, so we're all set for our interview. Matt Cotrillo is our news director around here, and Kevin Hearn now occupies the former corner office. Now it's a corner of his living room, but believe you me, he's working from home. He's got those emails and phone calls going out on a daily basis, keeping things cooking around here. On the news line with us now, we do have the registered dietitians from Wise Markets, two of the half a dozen or so. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and registered dietitian. Are you okay, Beth?
I am. I'm just laughing at the reference to, you know, the half a dozen or so. Yeah. Good morning.
Thank you. Well, it's a growing number, that's sure. That's for sure. And we have Catherine Long, the Healthy Living Coordinator and a registered dietitian on the line. Thanks for calling in, Catherine.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. Thanks for checking in today. All right, we're going to do two segments here, a 10-minute segment now and another one at 7:40. We really have a lot to talk about. We want to talk about Healthy, which is the new platform that was launched by Wise Markets. We'll talk about sticking to a routine. But we'll start with a question maybe that's not quite written down. A lot of people are finding them in this strange, shiny place in the kitchen with a lot of appliances and things that maybe they don't always get to use. So you're cognizant of the fact that a lot of folks are using their kitchens a lot more than maybe they used to?
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're seeing that. I mean, gosh, if you look all over social media, we're seeing a lot more recipes, a lot more just, you know, cooking technique videos, and which, I mean, we really feel like that's a great way to utilize your time, get in, maybe learn a new skill, and just kind of enhance your confidence in the kitchen for when things return to normal, and, you know, then you can carry on those new habits into your lifestyle. So, you know, we've been putting a lot of content out there on, you know, within our Facebook group, our Wise Healthy Bites Nourish Your Life Facebook group, as well as on the Facebook page, the main Wise Markets page. Just, you know, easy recipes. We're all using different types of pantry staples that we may not be so familiar with, so we have a lot of those ideas out there just to inspire and hopefully get you to experiment with some new things.
What's a pantry staple that maybe I've been overlooking?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, there's a few. I mean, we went into depth in our most recent podcast episode, and we can refer to that, you know, in a few minutes. But then a few that we really dove into were, you know, pasta, oats and peanut butter, rice, quinoa, and beans. So those are the things you probably have stocked up on. You know, they're really great to use in a lot of different ways. You know, so pasta, for example, you might get stuck. What do I do with it besides, you know, spaghetti or, you know, kind of those traditional types of recipes? But we have some really great recipes that we'll link to in our Facebook group just for folks to access later on.
Catherine?
Yes. So just going off the pasta recipe, so in the current issue of Healthy Bites magazine, we actually have three pasta recipes. They're just something a little bit more, like Beth said, more than just the spaghetti. So there's a plant-based one, there's a chicken one, and there's a shrimp one in there. So just really a way to shake up the pasta. To one of my absolute favorite recipes that we will link to in the Wise Healthy Bites group is a skillet chili mac. And I love this for two reasons. So one, it does have a lot of pantry staples. So you have pasta, canned tomatoes, tomato sauce. There's some beans in there, some frozen corn. So like all these things that you might have right now, plus some beef, which you could leave that out, maybe put some extra beans in there. But it all cooks in one skillet. So you're not getting out, you know, everything in the kitchen. You're not going to have a lot of dishes to do. It's very easy, even for a beginner cook, because you're really just, you know, stirring things into one skillet. And there's also a one-pot mac and cheese, so five ingredients. You have a really creamy mac and cheese recipe. So pasta is definitely one of our top staples. And one of my absolute top kitchen staples is making homemade energy bites. So I literally always have a few of these snack baggies in my freezer. So, like, I make a batch of them. So you have oats, peanut butter, honey, vanilla, ground flaxseed, and then you put some add-ins in. So I always put chocolate chips, some sort of dried fruit, and then, like, a crunchy cereal or something crushed up in there. So they make a really good energy bite, and it's just, like, a quick snack to have on hand in case you're really starving, like, you need something to hold you over until you can get something made. So I stick them in the freezer, and then you always have a snack when you need it.
Are the dietitians?
Those are actually really great for kids, too. You know, if you're looking for some ideas for how to engage your kids in the kitchen, you know, this one is so customizable, like Catherine mentioned. So it's a good one just to have a little bit of fun with, get creative, and then it's a good snack for them, you know, besides maybe some of the normal snacks they would be snacking on.
Are you hearing from people who in the past may have not used the kitchen as much? Are you hearing on social media from people with just some basic questions?
Oh, definitely. And it's just, again, kind of like, what can I do to repurpose? So, again, like these, you know, you think of like go-to recipes you may always use some of these ingredients for, and you want to break out of that like routine of the same old thing. So I think it's, you know, people are really seeking that. I think the other thing is people are finding themselves, like they're cooking so much more just because you're home for so many more meals. So you're probably not doing a lot of takeout. You're certainly not going to restaurants. The kids are around. So, you know, if your kids are in school or they're at daycare, you're not feeding them every single meal of the day. So you're just, you know, kind of stuck with coming up with ideas. I know personally I am too. Like, you know, what can I pull out of my hat tonight to whip up something a little bit different? So I think these, you know, these suggestions can really help to spice it up. I think another one too that, you know, we love to talk about whole grains and different ways to incorporate whole grains. So the whole grain pasta, whole wheat pasta is certainly one of those vehicles to boost your whole grain intake. But, you know, rice and quinoa. So those are, again, pantry staples. You might have them on hand. You may have stocked up on them. So one of our favorite ways to include more of them in your diet would be to create a grain bowl. And I know Catherine and I, we do this a lot for lunches. And it's an easy way to use up some leftovers. You can use frozen vegetables. You can use fresh vegetables and kind of really clean out your fridge to make something that's very wholesome, satisfying, and helps to cut back on food waste. And literally, it's just cook the grains, throw them in a bowl, again, any grains of your choice, and then layer on some kind of protein, you know, so it could be beans, it could be nuts, it could be seeds, you know, maybe canned tuna or canned salmon. You know, then you can, again, add in any types of frozen vegetables or, you know, veggies you have laying around that may not seem last that much longer, and you can, it's, again, a really balanced and easy to kind of throw together meal for lunches, dinners, you name it.
Honestly, that has been the most of what I've been eating, like, now that we're working from home, is, like, these, like, bowl meals. So I did quinoa for a little bit. I had rice for a little bit. At one point, I cooked some chicken, so I put that in there. And then when I was out of the chicken, I opened a can of chickpeas. I threw those in there for the protein. And just, like, any vegetable I had in the fridge, I threw on top and mixed it all up with a little, like, oil and balsamic vinegar, and done.
And are you having folks clean out their pantries and use some things in the fridge that, or the freezer that might have been there a long time? Talk about that. You talked about that quite a bit in the podcast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and again, it's just, you know, we're trying to all just preserve and minimize trips, you know, out and about and so forth. So just really seeing what you have available. I mean, I know I was surprised with some of the things I found in the bottom of my freezer. Like, oh, who knew I had frozen shrimp in there? Now what can I do with it? You know, so just really seeing how you can utilize things you have on hand before making those trips out. So there's a really cool app from the USDA called the Food Keeper app. So you can really search for different foods, and within that app, it will tell you how long most foods will last in the fridge, the pantry, the freezer. Of course, you can always refer to the dates, like, on the packaging, and that's one thing we talked about in a lot of detail on the podcast, but that in general, the dates on packages are more so for quality. It's not necessarily for safety, so you can kind of stretch some of those dates a little bit, assuming the food doesn't smell, you know, kind of off, and that the appearance is fine, and it's not, you know, spoiled. But you can really get more kind of more use out of a lot of foods than you may realize. So, yeah, it's a USDA Food Keeper app that I'm sure you can, you know, access on your tablet, your mobile device, your desktop, whatever, just to kind of, you know, clean things out and you know, make good use of your foods. And, of course, you know, if you have things that are in dates that you know you won't use, I know there's a lot of area organizations that are seeking donations, so you could always seek out one of those, you know, and do some good with products you may not have use for yourself.
And I'm downloading Food Keeper right now. I think this will be fun. I want to put in here that I have eggs that are 8 weeks old. I want to see if they would still be good. So I'm just kidding. I don't really.
That might be a tiny little bit beyond the date. I think we say eggs are normally like 4 to 5 weeks beyond the sell-by date. I've used eggs about 6 weeks beyond the sell-by date, but that was the end.
Okay, and the Food Keeper.
Our Wise Healthy Bites Facebook group, we've actually gotten a lot of questions about eggs. So, like, how can you tell if eggs are good? Can you freeze eggs? Like, things like that. So,
Well, and I think a lot of people would probably be wondering about that. You know, I think you're going to hit your, if you're avoiding trips to the store, you're going to get to sell-by dates pretty regularly. You know, I'm always happy with milk, you know, because if it goes over, you know it. It's obvious. But
you do know when milk is bad, yes. And that's one thing. We talked about that on the podcast, too, and kind of giggled about it. Like, a lot of foods that are, you know, highly perishable, so your dairy, your eggs, you know, meats, there is no denying that that food has been, like, kind of past its prime. So use a little common sense there, too.
Even the neighbors might
know. That's why we're talking, too, about frozen foods and then, you know, pantry staples again, like grocery shelf-stable foods, because they do have such a long shelf life. So even if you don't use them in the next few weeks, they're not at risk spoilage for, like, many months up to even, you know, years. You know, so stocking up on those things, you know, that's ideal because then, again, you can minimize trips and you can easily use them in a lot of recipes and they're not going to go bad on you very quickly.
Well, and I think I would like you to wrap up this first segment with reiterating all the different ways that people can contact you if they want to repeat something or they want more information. What are all the different ways that you reach out and directly help consumers?
Sure. Anybody can email us, wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com. And if you need help spelling that, just go to wisemarkets.com and click on the Healthy Living tab. You'll find the dietitians. You can also join our Facebook group. So if you just search for Wise Healthy Bites, you'll find the dietitian group there. And we will talk about healthy in our next segment, which is a really cool way to get in touch with the dietitians.
All right, so those are great ways to stay in touch. Always just go to wisemarkets.com, and then you can search from there. The dietitians are added there. I'm looking on the Foodkeeper app. It also has one segment where after you, for example, hard-boil your eggs, you want to know how long you can keep them. You can add it to your calendar. So on your Google Calendar, a week from now.
Oh, that's cool. I honestly didn't even know that was there. Look at you, Mark.
Yeah, so a week from now, we're going to throw out the hard-boiled eggs. Boy, I'll tell you what, very helpful stuff. Okay, so on the news line right at the moment, Catherine Long, a Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. And we have Beth Stark, a Lifestyle Initiatives Manager, the manager there. When we come back, we're going to talk about the importance of sticking to your dietary routine and the whole shtick that these great dietitians talk about all the time, you know, enjoying your colorful foods from the periphery of the store. And they'll also talk about healthy. It's not a mascot. It's a platform. And they'll talk about how you can get in touch with him. I think if you do have a mascot, you should call him Healthy. So that would be fun.
I think we could.
All right. I'm going to put
That's a great idea. Maybe we should work on that now behind the scenes.
There you go.
I know.
I'll put you on hold. You two talk among yourselves. And we'll see you at 7:40 this morning, our registered dietitians on WDK. Okay.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise. On News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence anchoring away, always doing a subpar job. Mr. Rob Centers, our fabulous producer, we always appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager at Wise Markets, a registered dietitian, and Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and a registered dietitian. Welcome back, dietitians. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. This may be a time, since I'm hunkered down and the weather is not yet satisfactory, I think the ideal routine if I were at home more would be to stay in the recliner, enjoy some potato chips, and bust my routine, and just enjoy some comfort foods all the time. Is that sounding...
That is, wouldn't we all like to do that right now, right?
What should I do, though?
Yeah. Honestly, so, I think Catherine and I have both talked a few times about how we both feel. So obviously, we're not typically working from home, but how, like, that normal routine of starting your day like you normally would, going through all those steps, it really does help. Like, even as far as just, like, what you would normally do in the morning before going to work, you know, and then also tying in, like, when you're eating, when you're snacking, all those things. And we both feel like it's really kind of helped us just feel better, more energized, and you know, better adapt to this new kind of routine. So, Catherine, you take it away.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that, you know, all over social media, everybody's kind of saying, like, you know, I need to social distance myself from the refrigerator and the snacks and stuff like that. And, I mean, it definitely is just an uneasy time, you know, and we eat for a lot of reasons other than hunger, just all the time. We eat because we're bored, we're stressed, we're anxious. And food really can give us comfort. And having, you know, so much food in the house now, maybe with, you know, because we know we're going to be home for a while. It is, you know, you just, maybe you find yourself snacking more. So I think just try to focus on the positives. So what can you add into your day that's really going to provide you nourishment and energy for your body and things like that? So, you know, if you are reaching for the potato chips, that's fine. You know, it's okay to include those things, but what can you add? You know, can you add a small salad to dinner? Can you have a handful of almonds while you're snacking or something like that? Just kind of focus on adding the good things in. And, you know, above all, just, you know, forgive yourself. You know, we are all going through a stressful time. It's a very different routine for all of us. The last thing we need to do is, you know, be really hard on ourselves if we feel like we're eating, you know, more comfort foods than we should or something like that. And if you try to create a routine, you know, if that's going to work for you. So, you know, just kind of set your day up like this. You know, have breakfast and a mid-morning snack. Have lunch and a mid-afternoon snack. Have dinner and then an evening snack. So you know that you'll be eating every couple of hours. And I think one thing that'll help with is, you know, when you get too hungry, you kind of get hangry, you know, and then those are the times where you're kind of reaching for anything in the fridge or anything in the pantry. So if you keep your blood sugar stable, it'll honestly just help your mood, too, and help you focus better, and just might help to prevent you from more mindlessly snacking.
So you're saying getting up at 7 a.m. or whatever time you normally get up and kind of go through a routine, even if you're working from home, trying to stay in that normal routine?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm still, you know, getting up, getting dressed, doing the hair, the makeup, like all, like everything I would normally do. And it does kind of help me feel like I'm in my normal routine still.
Right, and once a month
you
go up.
Yeah, I totally agree. It makes you feel more like you're then, like, at work versus, like, rolling out of bed, you know, kind of trying to work with, you know, in your pajamas. And, you know, we obviously know that that works for some people, but, you know, I think for both of us, we're like, yeah, we kind of like the normalcy of, you know, the normal routine.
Well,
I am definitely
month.
Wearing sweatpants, I will say that. Not PJs, but they're a little bit more comfy clothes.
Well, once a month, you can still go up to the Wilkes-Barre area and spend the night in a hotel and then get up at 2 in the morning and go to Channel 16's Wise Market store up there.
Oh, yes. Whenever we used to do that.
For the Lecky Show, so you can do that again. Just to keep that normal routine. All right, so you have launched a telehealth platform called Healthy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and gosh, you know, what timing it worked out. So this is honestly something that's been in the pipeline for a period of time, and it just kind of came to fruition in the moment that we needed it the most, which is just awesome. So, you know, I think a lot of listeners may know we have dietitians in the area, obviously Catherine and I in our corporate office, and then we have dietitians among the stores in some of our market areas. So, you know, we realize that right now, like, our customers and our communities need us, you know, a lot to connect with, to provide meal solution ideas and cooking tips, maybe kid-friendly activities, and even just nutrition counseling. So right now, you know, a lot of nutrition professionals, they're not able to see anyone in person, and that includes our team as well. So if you have a need, we now have a virtual nutrition counseling program that we're kind of offering a VIP introductory offer so that there's no cost involved with this. And we'll direct you to the Wise Nourish Your Life Facebook group to really get more information and to get connected. So basically, you know, just as you would, you know, maybe you're using Zoom calls, maybe you're using video chats with individuals, you would actually be able to see a dietitian right from the very comfortable space of your own home, on your couch, wherever you are, and that person then would provide you with credible, trusted nutrition advice based on your, you know, health needs, your you know, any pre-existing conditions, and so on and so forth. You know, so it's just a really great tool that, again, telehealth right now, virtual counseling is just more important than ever, so it's a great way to connect with those individuals, again, in your own home and to get some really helpful advice. So if you've, you know, been kind of in need of seeing a dietitian, and whether it's, you know, for something you've been seeing a dietitian for, or maybe you have a new condition that you just really want to maybe tackle at this point, you can, again, visit the Wise Nourish Your Life Facebook group to get some more information and get connected. It's very easy to use. You can use it through your mobile device. You can use it through your computer. We've all been playing around with it in the last couple of weeks and getting really comfortable with it, and the experiences we've had with customers so far in the community, everyone's had a really seamless experience. So it's, you know, it's very high tech, but it's very easy to use too, which is so important.
How do I download that, or how do I get that going?
Yeah, so if you, again, you would visit, I mean, you can visit the Wise Nourish Your Life Facebook group. That's kind of the best place to go. You know, it's gethealthy.com is the website. From there, though, you wouldn't necessarily be able to engage as much as if you came through the platform, you know, with a Wise Markets provider. So if you contact us via the, again, whether it's our email address or, again, on the Facebook page, we can send you an invite, which would then allow you to set up a free account, schedule an appointment, kind of explore. So we have a real, like, on-demand kind of real-time chat on there, so you could chat with a dietitian, you could post questions. We have some exclusive nutrition resources available on there. So it's all kind of housed in this space. But I think what's most important is that you can see a healthcare provider, a dietitian, right from your home, and just to help you get on track. And again, even if it's not, you know, oh, I need help managing my diabetes, maybe you're like, I have X number of ingredients, you know, I need some new meal ideas, can you help me, like, find some new kid-friendly kitchen activities for my young ones. I mean, really, at this point, we're opening up to any needs that someone might have. And so, yeah, it's a super exciting launch. Again, it came at the right time, and we're excited to be able to offer that right now for, like, a VIP introductory kind of launch period.
Right, Catherine, is it now the time that you're in the kitchen more often than maybe than you used to be to try something new? You're always trying daring recipes, you know, and different kind of foods.
Yeah, that is really one of my big things, is to encourage people to try something new. And this might be a good time to do it. Like, maybe you have, you know, something in your pantry that you bought, you know, many moons ago, or it was on sale, or you, like, really wanted to try it. I think for my mom, she had, like, a rice quinoa blend in her pantry, and she just recently made it because now she's making more meals at home. So it is a really good time to try something new. So honestly, just maybe search your own pantry and see what you have in there. And like Beth said, you know, what was in the bottom of the freezer, you know, see what you can make out of those.
Yeah, and the shrimp was good, right? It was okay.
Yeah, it was still within date. You know, thankfully, you know, it wasn't, wasn't like frozen over. There was no ice on it. And, you know, it was a great, you know, protein, you know, addition to a grain bowl. And, yeah, we put it to use, didn't waste it. And it prevented us from venturing out for something that really wasn't necessary.
All right. Well, thank you. Sound advice. If folks listen to the podcast, there's a lot of information there about how to best use your pantry staples. Are you recording a podcast this month? Now would be, we're getting close to the time you'd record a new one.
Yeah, we sure are. And so we'll be recording tomorrow. You know, we won't be visiting, you know, our station there, you know, working with Rob like normal, but we will be recording a podcast from home, and that will become available next Tuesday. Just like every other Tuesday, we do have a new podcast available. You know, so we're really going to be diving into just some different self-care strategies, and then also immune-supporting behaviors that you can really implement right now, you know, just to take good care of yourself over the next few weeks. Because, again, we get that this is a really challenging time, and we want to provide, you know, sound advice, helpful resources, and just, you know, kind of guide you along that path if we can.
All right. Wise Markets has all kinds of helps available if you need assistance. Thank you for your input today. I want you to know I downloaded the Food Keeper, and I've put in it that I bought it like about a half a dozen imaginary products, and they're all going to come due in about 4 or 5 days only. I put in my lovely bride's calendar instead, so these are going to start to pop up on our calendar. It's going to say time to eat or discard soon, so she'll wonder what the heck's going on. So this is just a good little COVID practical joke. So thanks for the help.
Tell her we're sorry.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, sorry, April.
You know, we'll do so. Thank you so much, registered dietitian from Wise Market. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Yeah, thank you so much, and stay safe, everyone.
I do appreciate that. Beth Stark, Lifestyle Initiative Manager and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets. Catherine Long, Healthy Living Coordinator and Registered Dietitian at Wise Markets.